Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Tzadi Beis, Chapter 92, Shabbos and Olam Haba. If we lived in the time of the Beis HaMikdash and went there on Shabbos, we would hear this Perek being sung by the Levium. This Perek is the Shir Shal Yom for Shabbos. Pasuk Aleph, Mizmar Shir LeYom HaShabbos, a psalm, a song for the day of Shabbos. Rashi comments that this parak was said on Shabbos, and he says that it is referring to Olam Haba, the world to come, which is entirely Shabbos. What does this mean? In Shabbos Miros, we sing that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, like a taste of Olam Haba. And the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, states that Shabbos is 1/60th of Olam Haba. When we participate in Shabbos fully, we can get a taste, a sense of what the world to come will be like. During the week, we do. It's a time of action, a time of work, a time of preparation. On Shabbos, we don't do, we are. Shabbos is a time of being. It's a time of heightened spirituality and connection to Hashem. This world is a world of asiya, a world of doing and action. It's only in this world that we have the opportunity to perform mitzvos. In this world, we can give tzedakah. In this world, we can make a bracha on a cup of water. In this world, we can give someone the benefit of the doubt. In this world, we can battle the Yetzirah. In Olam Haba, in the world to come, there is no more bechira. No more free choice, because everything is so clear then. Emes reigns in black and white. Hashem's presence is so patently obvious and real that there's no possibility of choice anymore. In Olam Haba, we reap the rewards of all the work that we put forth during our time in Olam Haza. Like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph clearly states, Misha Tarech B'Erev Shabbos, Yochel B'Shabbos. The one who works on Erev Shabbos will benefit on Shabbos. You only get to eat hot chilent if you put one up before the candles are lit. The implications of this idea is transformative. No matter how long someone lives, even until 120 years, our lives are limited and we only have this very moment once. Olam Haba, however, is forever, which means that every moment of our lives is incredibly precious and meaningful. Every moment of life, we have opportunity to do, to make good choices. Every moment of life, we are creating our future Shabbos experience. Every moment, we are creating our eternity. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilui Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fagel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.